calls it fraction
of laughter. Pressure,
pressure, baby.
Falling faster.
Yo, what's going on, fam? Welcome to another episode of Tariq Radio. And I'm your gracious host. My name is Mr. Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in, ready to chop up game with me. Ladies and gentlemen, the phone number is 818-850-5404. That's the number. Call up so we can chop up some good game. Baby, that's the shit right there. This is from the soundtrack of the show Insecure. This is 1500 or nothing, girl. I love this cut. Anyway, y'all, what we're going to do, we're going to take a real quick commercial break, family. Don't go nowhere. We're going to take that real quick commercial break. And we will be right back right here on Tariq Elite Radio. Don't go nowhere,
hey,
fam.
What's up? This is Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. Go to UndeniableGame.com and get my free audio program, Undeniable Game, which teaches you 7 easy-to-follow tips on how to really attract beautiful women. The Undeniable Game audio program is absolutely free to download, so you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Master the game and get your free copy at UndeniableGame.com. That's UndeniableGame.com.
Black people are being ethnically cleansed in America, and you're next. The creator of the acclaimed documentary 7AM is back with an explosive new film, Gentrified, Ethnic Cleansing American Style. The American Holocaust won't have gas chambers and ovens. In the 21st century, making it too expensive for you to afford to live is the most humane form of genocide the world has ever witnessed. Go to our website, youwillbemoved.org. That's youwillbemoved.org.
Yo, are you tired of living in your grandmama's basement? Are you tired of driving a raggedy-ass car paying high interest rates? Are you tired of getting second-rate lace fronts and weaves? Well, you need to let the credit experts at Credit LC restore your credit and get you in that brand-new home or car. Credit LC will even show you how to use your credit to get investment properties so you can get paid and stack paper. Go to creditliteracycoach.com. Or call or text 312-870-0733. That's creditliteracycoach.com.
The most intense new video game app has now arrived. A medieval kingdom has been plagued with chaos and disorder. An evil force has dominated the land. And now it is up to the bravest knights to fight back the demonic forces and bring justice to the kingdom of the Moors. Play the newest, most exciting Battlefight game app ever, Moorish Kingdom. Available at moorishkingdom.com.
You are now tuning in to the King of Game, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
Put some respect on my name.
Yo, what's up, fam? Welcome back to Tariq Radio. I am your gracious host. My name is Tariq Nasheed. I'm back, ready to chop up some good game with the fam. Hope everybody is fine. How are y'all doing? What's going on with everybody in the chat room? Well, the new year is about to be here. A lot of good stuff. I hope you guys have some real good New Year's resolutions that you are going to uphold for the entire year. I'm ready to grind. I'm ready to go in heavy. And we all got to be ready to go in heavy, fam. Because white supremacy is about to go in heavy. And that's what we're going to touch on a little bit tonight. But we got to be ready. We got to be on our grind. We got to be focused on empowerment. And we got to be extremely focused and active. That's the most important thing, family. We got to be very active out here. Now, let's see. We got a lot of folks calling. Again, the phone number is 818-850-5404, fam. That's the number. And I hope you guys have your Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and to the 4. Hidden Colors DVD coming to your door. I hope you got it. You get that at HiddenColorsFilm.com. And we're still preparing to launch the crowdfunding for the new documentary that we're working on now. When I launch it, I just want it to just bang. So I'm just getting everything tight, We're doing all of the behind the scenes stuff. We're just going to make it crack off the minute we launch it. And I'm going to do some more filming possibly next week. I want to get out to New York and film a lot of people because we're already doing some filming, and I'm getting the crew together. So this thing is going to pop off. So a lot of people have been aching to be a part of the crowdfunding, and that's coming. The crowdfunding is coming. What I like to do, I like to already have the ball rolling. So when the crowdfunding comes, basically that's just the icing on the cake. That's how I like to do it. I already like to have everything. I like to set the foundation. And once we get a strong foundation, then everybody else can come lay different layers on that foundation and help out. And that's what I like. But right now I'm laying the foundation so we can take off, and this shit will be just pop off when we get it popping. Now let's see who we got on the phone. A lot of people are calling. What's up? Who's calling? Oh, hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, what's up, Flex? This is Darius from Mississippi.
Hey, Darius, how you doing, fam?
I'm good. Wow, it's the first time call. Before I had a question, but I wanted to give you a shout out, man. I've been listening since like Hidden Colors 2, man. I appreciate everything you do.
Yeah, man, I respect that. Thank you so much, fam. What's on your mind?
Well, I was wondering, you said you're going to go on the Brilliant Idiots with Schultz, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Is that confirmed?
Yeah, Charlamagne, that's my dude. Charlamagne hit me up the other day. He texts me, and anytime I'm out there, they're ready to have me on. So, yeah, that's definitely going to happen when I get back out to New York, and I'm planning all of that stuff now. When I go out there, I'm going to do a lot of media when I get out there because there's a lot of interview requests for me out there. So I'm organizing all of that as we speak. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be a good thing. So that's definitely happening.
Okay. So, you know, I've been seeing him. I just want to see you're going to go ahead and knock out those suspected white supremacist talking points. So I appreciate it, Flex.
Much respect, man. Thank you for the call. Yeah. I'm going to do the Brilliant Idiot show. There's a lot of folks' show I'm going to do when I get out there to New York. And all my other people out there, all my media cats, hit me up, man. My email is info@tariqelite.com because I'll be out there in New York for about a week, I think. At least a week. So I'll be knocking out a lot of stuff while I'm out there. So all my media people, hit me up. info@tariqelite.com. That's the email. info@tariqelite. I'm talking about reputable media. Motherfucker, don't hit me up if you write for the Sunday school newspaper or some shit like that. You know. Not to disrespect your Sunday school newspaper, but sometimes people be wanting you to really blow their shit up. And, you know, my schedule is limited when I get out there. All right. My man said, hold on. Let me check this out right here. Who's calling? What's up? Who's calling?
Visit Black Houston. Elevation Out Loud. What's up, Flex?
Hey, man. What's going on? Visit Black Houston. How you doing, fam?
Absolutely. Very well, very well. I just want to give a shout out to you, but also I want to talk about how I've incorporated a lot of things I've read from your books and absorbed from you into what I do right now. I just launched a new magazine down here called Visit Black Houston Magazine.
Okay.
And, bro, on the social media side, I ain't really that popping. But as far as on the street side, can I go chest to chest, mind to mind? I'm there. I got people writing checks, bro. You know what I'm saying? So, like you talking about the icing on the cake, with your crowdfunding,
yep.
That's what social media is to me, bro. So
yes,
we got to get more respect and get back out there in the real world.
Yeah.
Facebook ain't everything.
Absolutely.
We lost, bro. But I just want to say that, hey, much respect, bro. Your game is real. It get people's money if they apply it right, man.
Yes, indeed. Much respect, fam. Exactly, man. I feel that. And you do have to hit the streets. You know, that's why, you know, I do like getting out there with the people every blue moon as far as lectures and stuff like that, because, you know, I got a lot of businesses that I'm running here. But people request me to come to their cities all the time. And, you know, I really don't like being on the road like that, you know, because I got a family. I don't like being away from my babies, but I do like being around the people. That's the thing. I love being around the people. Being at the actual lecture, chopping it up with the family, that's the best part. But just traveling, going to the hotel, clocking in the bags, going through baggage claim, that shit gets tired. I've been doing that shit for 20 fucking years. You dig? And I shouldn't, I'm not saying that in a complaining manner, because I'm blessed to have an audience that would want me to come to their city. So I shouldn't complain. And I'm not saying it in a complaining manner. But when people want me to come to their spots, and people get mad. Man, we need your ass in New Orleans, shawty. You know, I do want to come to the spots. I just like to hit up a lot of cities at once and just be done. I like to do it in one big swoop, because that traveling, that shit takes its toll on you. You know, I've been traveling for years. You dig? Especially when you're filming. Filming, y'all, when we do these documentaries, boy, it's real. You know, you lugging cameras and audio equipment and, you know, especially out of the country, just like we filmed down in Haiti a few months ago. And, you know, I had my camera crew and we going in and out of customs, and that shit is a process. But that's what you got to do, man. You know, that's what it is. You know, it's the cost to be the boss. Much respect. Let's see who's on the phone. We got a lot of folks calling still. Then I want to get into some game. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's going on, bro? This is John from Louisville.
Hey, John, how you doing, fam?
Doing good, man. Appreciate you taking the call, man. Real quick, not going to hold you. Man, what are your thoughts as far as you think as far as how we need to start spending our money around Christmas time? I mean, coming out the holidays, especially, you know, you're dealing with everything that's going on now. I do expect Trump to be reelected. I don't really see why people are tripping about right now. The man's going to get back in my opinion, because white supremacy is getting desperate.
Yeah.
But besides that, see, you think this be a time that we start refocusing on how we spend our money during Christmas?
Yeah, not just Christmas. See, the thing is, we wait on a special day and then try to make some kind of symbolic gesture about what we're going to do with our money and then go trick it off after Christmas. So the thing is,
exactly,
we have to have a consecutive and a constant way we spend our money. We always got to think in terms of what we're going to do to empower ourselves. And the thing is, if you got it, I understand every blue moon you want to splurge on something, but you do that
right,
if you have the resources. A lot of times people don't really have the resources, and what little resources they get, they use it to splurge on some shit that they really can't afford. But it's like, okay, I look good though. You did?
I see it all the time.
Yeah.
See it all the time, man.
So the thing is, cats need to start thinking in terms of assets instead of liabilities. See, black folks, we're taught to just put our money into liabilities instead of assets. And assets, just like my man in Rich Dad, Poor Dad, he broke it down very simply. An asset and a liability is basically an asset puts money in your pocket. A liability takes money out your pocket. That's all it is.
Gospel.
So we
Gospel
need to.
Truth, man.
We,
appreciate you taking the call,
brother. Thank you, brother. Thanks for the call. But what we need to do, family, we need to start thinking in terms of what we can buy that will generate income for us. What's up, Maddie Champ? Call up, brother, from the UK. Maddie Champ calling from the UK. But we got to think in terms of what we're going to do to bring income in. What can we invest in that's going to generate income? If you buy a bunch of assets, that's how you stack money. See, we buy rims, clothes, you know, a lot of bullshit. And the thing is, education is an asset. The thing is, when you spend money on education or learning, that's an asset, because a lot of people benefit from that. So we have to think in terms of that. What can we do that's going to benefit not just me, but everybody economically, educationally, socially? What's going to be an asset to not just me, but everybody around me? Now, every now and then, if you got the resources, you want to get a few nigga trinkets. You know, that's cool. But we shouldn't focus strictly on the nigga trinkets. See, when it's time to survive, we're thinking about nigga trinkets. Like when there's a natural disaster, what do the white supremacists do? The white supremacists, they go out and get a gang of guns. Look at places like Hurricane Katrina. When shit went down, you saw white people, all the white people with guns. Even Sean Penn's little punk ass was out there with a gun in New Orleans. What were black people doing? Black people out there with flat screen TVs, Jordan, boxes of shoes, beer and shit. So we got to get that mentality up out of us, because when it comes to surviving, nigga trinkets ain't going to cut it. You dig? Now, who's on the phone?
Hello, Tariq.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's Matty from London, UK.
Matty from London, UK. How you doing, fam?
Yeah, I'm good. I tried to call on the last show, innit? But the Ustream was janky, then after it finished. Yeah, I wanted to, you wanted to know the weather in London.
Yes, what's it going to be like in, like, February? It's going to be pretty cold out there, right?
Yeah, February, it's going to, yeah, it's usually it snows. Sometimes it snows through January to February. So, yeah, it's going to be really cold.
Damn. I'm trying to see if I should bring the whole family out there because I got to do some.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, and
you're talking about getting a color.
Yeah,
he's a really good MC.
Oh yeah, color. He's the truth, man. So, you know, I want to be out there for about a week because again, I'm going to be out there doing press and media and all that. But shit, if it's going to snow and if it's going to be that cold, I don't think I should bring the family with me. I should wait, but I still got to go out there though. So I'll be out there doing media and filming and all that good stuff. So man, we got to chop it up when I get out there though. You feel me?
Yeah. All right, Terry.
No, thanks for the call, Maddie. Yes, indeed. Somebody said the weather in London is garbage 8 times out of 10, but no, I enjoyed myself out there. I wasn't too crazy about the food. You know, I like the fish and chips, and the only food I like is the food by the Jamaican brothers and sisters out there. But let's get into what I'm talking about today. Today, we're talking about, what is white genocide? Have you guys noticed that term, white genocide, that's been coming up a lot lately? It was trending on Twitter yesterday, as a matter of fact, the term white genocide. And every few weeks, the term white genocide will start trending. Now, yesterday it was trending because there was a professor at some school. He was a white guy. He was being sarcastic. He made a joke. He said something about white genocide. He wants white genocide for Christmas, something. He was being sarcastic, but all the white supremacists got mad at him. So we keep hearing this term, white genocide. There are even marches that they have talking about diversity is a code word for white genocide. There's protests from white supremacists all around the world, not just country, but a lot of white supremacists around the world are going around talking about, we need to do something to stop white genocide. And a lot of people are confused by that. They were like, what white genocide are you talking about? Now, the white supremacists will sometimes, they will throw smoke screens out there and give up some fake violence stats, like that Colin Flatterly guy. I think that's his name. That goofball ass dude. He writes these racist ass books where he cherry picks crime stats. He's a pathological liar. Most of his stuff is just complete bullshit. But Flatterly, he writes these books. White Girl Bleed a Lot. There's a lot of very racist books that this guy has, and they pretend that there's this mass wave of violence that black people are inflicting against white people. So they'll try to pretend that that's some type of white genocide, but we know that's bullshit. There's no large groups of black people going around harming white people. That's just not happening, and they're lying if they say so. The Knockout Game propaganda lie kind of fed into that black people were going around knocking out all of these innocent white people. That was more propaganda bullshit. So they'll try that, but understand what white genocide really means. And they'll tell you in so many words. You know, there's signs all over the place. Diversity is a code word for white genocide. So they're telling you they know what they mean, but you don't know. A lot of black folks don't know. And our sister, Frances Cress Welsing, that sister broke it down beautifully. She spent 40 years breaking that down. What white genocide means. It's basically white genetic annihilation. So when the white supremacists go around talking about, we're trying to stop white genocide, all that is, they're talking about race mixing. That's all they're talking about. White genocide is race mixing, interracial sex. Interracial sex, particularly between black men and white women. Understand that. The interracial sex between black men and white women, that's considered white genocide. It's not white men having sex with black women. They don't consider that white genocide not in the same realm. Not in the same realm. Because the white supremacist male, they've always had sexual access to black women. Going back to slavery, they've always had sexual access to black women. So if the child comes out black, it's like, whatever, I'm not, they're thinking I'm not wiping her up anyway. That's just my little Negro bedwinch that I'm laying up with. So if she has a kid, so be it. I don't give a shit. But it's different between black men and white women. This is why they've always pretended to hold up white women as the symbol of purity. Because in order to maintain a white nation, they had to hold the white woman up and keep her segregated from the black male seed. You understand? So the thing is, the white supremacists, they've allowed controlled sexual access between black men and white women. Now, they'll promote the Kardashians and all that. And if you look at certain channels, they have interracial relationships. It's in very controlled numbers. So that gives the illusion there's no more racism. You got interracial couples out here. They're being promoted. So racism is over. Everything is equal now. But that's in very controlled numbers. It's in very controlled numbers. And the key word is allowed. Because see, the white supremacists, they understand the numbers in the white population, especially here in America, is dwindling. They understand that the white population is dwindling. There was an article, and I want y'all to look this up. This article came out. When did it come out? It came out. Let me look at the date. It came out earlier this month, as a matter of fact. And it's all over. You guys can Google this. The article in several different news outlets wrote about this. They said more white Americans are dying than being born in 1/3 of the United States. The article goes on to say white people are dying faster than they are being born in 17 states, particularly in the most populous states. Now, see, that's very heavy because that means you have a negative birth rate. You don't have a zero birth rate. You have a negative birth rate. Once you have a negative birth rate, that in certain spots now, we're talking about in certain states, once you have a certain negative birth rate, in any species, by the way, we're just talking science right now. But once you have a negative birth rate, that's almost like you're going extinct. You can predict when a certain species will go extinct when you see that they have a negative birth rate. They're not replenishing their numbers faster than they're being born. And it's happening in Europe too, by the way. That's why they had that whole Brexit thing. Let's get these Muslims, quote unquote, dark people. Understand the code words. I've always said Muslim is a code word for black. That's what that whole Brexit thing was. We got to get these Muslims up out of here. But look at some of the states where people are dying off faster than they're being born. It's like Massachusetts, Arizona, Florida, Pennsylvania, out here in California, New Hampshire, Mississippi, Arkansas, Delaware, Nevada, Maine, Alabama, Connecticut, New Mexico, West Virginia, Rhode Island. Now, you notice these places, especially like Maine, you got that white supremacist governor there. Look at Florida. That's Trump territory. Maine. Massachusetts, racist-ass Boston. It ain't just Boston that's racist. There's a lot of racism throughout the whole state of Massachusetts, by the way. And what's interesting about Pennsylvania, and I talked about this before, in Pennsylvania, there's like some kind of airborne disease out there that's skipping over black people and targeting white people out there. There's like a disease that's just making white people drop dead out there. I talked about that a few weeks ago. It's literally an airborne disease out there, this mysterious disease that's skipping over black people. Black people can't even get this disease. And it's targeting white people in quote-unquote affluent neighborhoods. So a lot of the white supremacists, they're very cognizant of this. They know what's going on, and they're like, in order for us to be a minority and rule, we got to go hard on these dark people, on these melanated people. So there's a correlation between this white genocide scare and the rise of a Trump figure. They're very aware of what's happening to them genetically. So Trump and people like him, they speak to that. This is why the rise of the alt-right are coming up. They're blowing up because they're talking about white genetic survival. They're openly talking about their fear of white genocide. And you have people out here martyring themselves. Look at Dylann Roof. Dylann Roof understands that white supremacy is a religion. In the religion of white supremacy, sometimes you have to have martyrs. He martyred himself. And look at the manifesto that Dylann Roof wrote. Dylann Roof talked about white genocide, talking about the raping, black men raping white women. That's bullshit. Rape just means interracial sex. And understand this, and I've said this a million times, all sex between a black man and a white woman is considered rape to a white supremacist. All sex, even if it's consensual, it's still considered rape. So when they talk about black men raping white women, they're just talking about casual sex. Casual sex is considered rape because that's, in their mind, it creates white genocide. That's like with Bill Cosby. That's why all of these people are jumping on Bill Cosby's throat, because these women, many of them who accused Cosby, they were having consensual sex with Cosby for a long time. But it was that, well, I was brainwashed and I didn't know. And they're like, oh, it's rape. Y'all say it's rape, it's rape. I didn't know what I was doing. You know, that's a bunch of game. Who in the fuck is this calling? Hold on. Hold on, man. Somebody's calling my phone. Hello. No. Are you at my gate? Okay, hold on. Call the call box so I can buzz you in. It's on the call box, 07. All right, I'm sorry, guys. People at my front gate, my daughter, hold on. Hold on one second. I told my daughter, she don't be giving a shit. I told my daughter I'm recording live, and my daughter be doing all types of shit. She got a Lyft driver calling. I'm in a gated community. They're at the front fucking gate, and they can't get out, get in. Hold on. Fucking up the show. Sorry about this, guys. I'm letting people inside the gated community. Sorry about that. All right. Sorry about that, guys. And they've been calling over and over. The security guard ain't at the goddamn gate. A rapist can come in here and get me. Goddamn. All right, my bad, y'all. I told my daughter, look, I'm live. Don't mess up the floor of everything. And my daughter's running in and out the house. She's going in my damn wallet trying to get money. All right. Okay. But like I'm saying, I want to get back to what I'm saying. But Dylann Roof, I was talking about Dylann Roof's ass. And Dylann Roof was talking about white genocide. sex with black men and white women. And it was his duty to go in there and target a bunch of innocent black church people. That was his duty. That was his duty. And he was trending earlier today. He was talking about, well, I don't want them to stop me from getting the death penalty because Dylann Roof's, they're trying to not give him the death penalty. And he's like, no, I want it. I don't, you know, I don't mind the death penalty because he's sacrificing himself. He's in the system of white supremacy. There are white sacrifices and he sacrificed himself. He sacrificed himself in order to maintain white supremacy. He's taking one for the team. That's how the religion of white supremacy works. He's trying to martyr himself. He's trying to be a hero within white supremacist society. He's trying to be a martyr. He's trying to be the white Martin Luther King among white supremacists. Because he knows that it's a religion and he knows that every blue moon there has to be sacrifices and there are white people who are willing to be sacrifices for white supremacy. And we have to understand that mindset. And we have to understand what we're dealing with. Now, there was a guy online, it was a white guy. He made a video. I just want to play clips of it, of this white guy. I want to say he's down in Florida. He's talking about how white people are dying faster than they're being born and all this stuff. And he's kind of saying that some white people need to be wiped out. But he's a white supremacist himself, by the way. But I just want to let you hear the illogical mindset of these people. The white supremacists, they're in survival mode right now. So black people, you can't really reason with a white supremacist like that. You know, when I debate them, and I always tell people this, when I debate white supremacists, it's all about teaching black people how to deal with them. That's my goal. My goal is to never get a white supremacist to really see my point of view. White supremacists are pretty smart collectively, so they know what they're doing. So they act illogical. They act insane. But what they're doing, their main goal is not to be logical. Their main goal is just to be dominant over you. So this is why when you talk to a white supremacist or hear a white supremacist speak, their mentality is just extremely illogical. And a lot of times black people write them off, but you shouldn't do that. Now, this guy right here, this is basically what most of your white supremacist internet trolls think and act like. And this is what the average white supremacist act like. And this guy's talking a little bit about the white genocide and white people dying off fastest. So listen to this guy.
My age, so why would I come to this, you know? I mean, so many people piss me off in day-to-day life, and while some of them are colored people, some of them are white also. And truthfully, the world would be better off without some of them. I'm just going to say it right out here, you know?
And by the way, this guy's kind of drunk. He's drinking a lot. His name on YouTube is, what's his name? Giovannis Sanctuary. Just some real weird shit.
Oh, this is what my channel's about. I'm a realist and I recognize the problems as they come.
Now, well, let me hip y'all to some of the terms that they use. You heard what he just said. He said, I'm a realist. And that's a new thing with white supremacists. They say, well, I'm not a racist. I'm just a realist. Oh, facts aren't racist. Is that type of bullshit. So watch these little words and these little nuances that they do.
You know, they're not the type to fight any kind of a good racial war, so I don't want them on my fucking team.
He's talking about white people.
Frankly. Only those willing to discuss things rationally is who I want to work with. The niggas sure can't do it. I'll tell you that. Like I talked with someone emailed me recently. A woman who lived one main road away from me. Responded to a Craigslist ad where I was just bitching about women and how actually most of the women who are responsible for the downfall of society are white women. And a black one responded to me, but...
Now that you heard what he said, did you hear what he said? He said the people responsible for the downfall of humanity are white women. I want y'all to catch that, because the thing is, the white supremacist male, their thing is all about controlling the white woman. You control her by keeping her away from the black male sexually. It's all about keeping the white woman away from the black man sexually. That's why most of these people, these white supremacists, they don't like Kim Kardashian or anything like that. They call them all types of coal burners, mud sharks. They got all types of names for white women like that. But it's all about controlling that white woman. That's where the white feminist movement came in. The white feminists, the initial ones, you know, the white males wanted to control them. And then the early white feminists, they said, hey, look, we don't want to be controlled. We'll help you maintain white supremacy, but just, you know, let up off of us a little bit. Don't whoop our ass. Don't treat us like you treat the niggas. We'll help maintain white supremacy. But damn, let us out the house. Shit.
You can't work with these ones. Is there any way I can get responses from people that are non-black for once? So I don't even have to deal with the fucks? Because it ended up turning into an argument. She ended up calling me racist when I said I want to abolish this white supremacy system. I just don't want people living in the same neighborhoods.
Now, did you hear what this fool said? You know how illogical that is? I want to abolish white supremacy. I just don't want you people living in the same neighborhood with me, which is white supremacy. That's exactly what white supremacy is. I get to say where you people can live or not live. I mean, the motherfucker contradicted himself in the same sentence. This is how illogical these people are. I don't want you living in the same neighborhood, but I want to, you know, get rid of white supremacy. I just don't want you living next to me. The fact that you can dictate where I live and where groups of black people live is white supremacy. That's all it is.
And she called me a racist. And I'm like, your black ass is clearly comfortable in this system. I want to get rid of it more than you do. And truthfully, I said, are you going to talk shit to me? Because I'm not going to fucking put up with it. You meet me face to face and talk this shit, or you shut the fuck up. Period. Meet a time and name a time and place. I will meet you around here. I said that to her. And she just kept talking her shit like these fucking other niggas on the internet do. You know, between fucking white trash bastards and niggas, this society fucking sucks.
And these are the people y'all see trolling me all the time. If y'all go to my Twitter, I'm trolled nonstop every day by white supremacists. These are the ones that troll me. And y'all notice how he's like, I meet that black woman, I meet her. So the white supremacists, they love taking easy targets. You know, they'll step to black women on that rah-rah shit. They step to black women and black children. You see that cowardly bullshit?
I'm serious. I will fight any of you motherfuckers, you ignorant assholes.
Oh, he's gangster online. Now let a brother walk up on his ass. 911, you get on that phone so fast.
I don't give a fuck anymore. I'm telling you all. I'm ready for war, whether it's going to be a white person who comes to me or a nigger or whoever else. I'm ready for war, goddammit. And this shit here just doesn't cut it no more.
He's ready for war. Understand, I want black folks to understand, a lot of your neighbors think like this. A lot of your neighbors or your coworkers or even your bosses who smile in your face at home, I mean at work, you go to work and they smiling and grinning, hey, Jamal. But then they go home acting just like this dude. You dig?
You know, it's just stupid shit, you know? I just can't stand it. People's crap. You know?
He's drinking his beer right now, family. He's drinking beer and brushing his hair. He's all over the place here.
I'm just, you know, beyond all this. White people are dying in more places. And it affects me But at the same time, there's a lot of dead weight in the white race. So it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity. You know, because if that's because if the black, the Mexicans want to kick all the blacks out, they can do it more. The whites are the gap stops, the roadblocks, the ones for preventing everyone from being violent, oftentimes. The white supremacists, the real white supremacists, are the ones who don't have any problem integrating in with the blacks and the browns or whatever. Then they try to socially engineer everyone to.
Okay, by the way, when he says white supremacists, that's that whole the Jews are the real white supremacists talk, by the way. That watch that. That's another thing, too, a lot of folks got to catch.
Not do certain things. That's cynical to me. It's kind of like those Jewish teachers I remember.
That's the Jews are the real white supremacists. That's that bullshit right there. David Duke was trolling me on Twitter saying that same shit. That's their new thing. It's not white supremacy. It's really Jewish supremacy. It's the Jews that's running everything. Bullshit. Ain't no Jewish supremacy. You're not supreme if people can round you up and put you in ovens in concentration camps. You're not supreme. The white supremacists showed them who were supreme and not supreme. It was Hitler and those dudes who were for real white supremacists. Jewish people are not rounding up white people or Anglo-Christian white people and putting them nowhere. Ain't no Jewish supremacy. Because look, Israel is trending today. They're talking about some stuff that John Kerry said about Israel and all this stuff. And look, and I tweeted earlier, there's African Jews who go over to Israel. They're Jewish and they go over there and get shitted on. Ethiopian Jews go to Israel and get shitted on. Police brutality, they get their asses kicked over there. By who? The white supremacist. So white supremacy trumps Jewish religion, all that stuff. But that's their whole thing, trying to say that it's really Jewish supremacy. And the Jewish community, they're not rounding up. They're not mass incarcerating large number of white people. They're not punishing large numbers of white people at all.
One school I went to, they were clearly racist, but they still put themselves around blacks and they tried to push African-American history on me. And I didn't want to learn about it. Because I knew I had a feeling it was hogwash. I just didn't know that it was 100% Jew-controlled then, but I didn't want to read it all.
And that's another thing right there. Any type of black history outside of slavery and mud huts, oh, it's a Jewish conspiracy. You notice the same coons and white supremacists say that about Hidden Colors? It's the Jews, everybody. It's the Jews control it. Anytime you start talking about black history, outside of us living in a damn mud hut, us walking around with flies on us scratching our ass, well, it's Jewish propaganda. That's coon white supremacist talk right there. So watch their code words and how they get down.
All the same, you know, there's all this guilt, this white guilt fucking bullshit is what it was. This white guilt fucking nonsense is what it was. I don't know what else to say anymore, but I'm just getting so annoyed.
Okay, that's enough for him. I mean, he's being so illogical. But again, he's frustrated. This dude is frustrated because he's like, look, we're dying off. And look, when these white supremacists understand that a lot of them are dying off faster than they are replenishing, they get more and more violent and they promote more violence. And this is why so many black people now are getting executed and nobody's getting punished. This is why you can show black people getting shot in the back on film and you get a jury full of white supremacists who say, not guilty. That's what you're dealing with, because the white supremacists are in survival mode right now. So you got to watch the little code words they're saying. Because another thing with the white supremacists and white supremacist culture, they have this thing where they blame the Jews. It's the Jews who have a conspiracy to wipe out the white Christians. It's almost like a little civil war between white Christians and white Jewish people, in their minds at least. The white supremacists, they think that the Jewish community is promoting diversity as a way to faster wipe the white race out. That's their thing. They think that the Jewish people, the Jew media, they promote interracial sex and interracial relationships so that white women can have sex with black men, therefore wiping out the white race. And it's the Jews' fault. It's the Jews funding Tariq who's making me say white supremacy all the time, which is what I do, because I always bring it back to white supremacy. The white supremacists are very good on that. And they are very good at putting batteries in the backs of their coons to have them regurgitate their white supremacist talking points. So understand what these white supremacists are talking about and some of the code words that they use. And understand they're going to get more and more violent. And there's going to be a lot of trolling and a lot of backlash going on. But you stick to your code. And again, you need to read Dr. Frances Cress Welsing's book, The ISIS Paper, where she breaks all of that down. The root of systematic white supremacy is the fear of white genetic annihilation, which is white genocide. That genetic fear, because on a surface level, the white supremacists don't fear black people. On a surface level, we got that twisted. We think, okay, I walk down the street, I'm scaring these white people. No, you're not. You're not. When they blow our brains out and say, oh, I was scared for my life, they're not really scared for their lives. It's just a code word. Just like Zimmerman was not scared of Trayvon Martin. You know, Darren Wilson, he wasn't afraid of Mike Brown. But they have to say that in order to justify harming us. They're not afraid. You're not afraid of your prisoners. And we are prisoners of war globally. And we have to understand that dynamic. This is why we got to understand how to stand up and not be afraid. And understand history of how we didn't take ass whoopings. That's why I want to get this documentary popping. Because we have not always taken ass whoopings from these white supremacists. And we need to understand a history and a time when we did not. Because everything about us is Selma, submissiveness, pray, beg, and forgive. Fuck that. We need to start telling real history so we can draw from that history and apply it today. Anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of Tariq Radio. I am your gracious host, Mr. Tariq Elite Nasheed. So glad to have everybody tuning in, fam. I will probably do a live YouTube show. I haven't done one of those in a couple of weeks, but I will probably do that pretty soon. And I will definitely be on Ustream this Sunday.